Blog Talk Radio.
Mad. He's mad as a hatter. That's what they say. Mad, mad, mad. And now he's got himself a talk show. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the maddest of them all? He is. And you? You can call him V. Call in and talk to V. It's a wonderland in here.
Hey guys, it is V and I am here on a Thursday afternoon. It is August 13th, 2009. And today is a special show. That's why I'm on at a special time. I have the legendary guitarist Ace Frehley from KISS. All right, guys, here we go. Hello?
Val.
Hey.
Hi, how do you pronounce your name?
Valen.
Valen.
Yeah, how's it going, man?
Oh, man, just plugging away.
Awesome. I want to thank you first off for being on my show. I really appreciate it.
Oh,
taking your time
awesome.
Out and coming over here, and I have to admit I'm a little bit nervous. I got to tell you, man, your music got me through so much in my childhood, and you were my inspiration to actually pick up the guitar. So I just got to let you know that. But we're going to get into it here. I want to know, and I know you've heard this question 1,000 times already, but why was it so long between Trouble Walking and Anomaly?
Oh, this thing, that thing came up. You know, a Kiss tour or two or three.
Yeah,
yeah, it was always
farewell
tours. Yeah, I got real serious 2 years ago.
Right.
Record, and you know, I got a lot of it recorded, and then you know, in the middle of everything, I decided to do a tour in 2008. And it took me a while to get back into the mindset of the studio and finish up everything, and then I had to get it mixed and everything. So it took a while, and you don't wait 20 years to put out a record and settle for something. You know,
right.
It had to be done right, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I was reading that you did most of this album digitally.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you get a big crash course in Pro Tools?
Actually, I got a crash course from an instructor.
That's awesome.
But, I mean, you know, I was lucky enough to have a lot of computer chops already because I had, you know, I've been working with computers for years, you know, doing graphics, but in not so much with recording music. And it took me a few months to, you know, get the hang of it, you know, but now I have to work with, you know, several great engineers and, you know, Marty Fredrickson and Anthony Fox who mixed the album, you know. I'm ready to jump in again on the next record.
Yeah, and I got to review it, and let me tell you, it's amazing. You should be very proud of it. It's awesome. And I have to say, Fractured Quantum, I loved it. I love all the Fractured.
Yeah, I was happy with the way that turned out. I was real happy. I'm real happy with Genghis Khan and you know, Outer Space was a lot of fun to do. You know, it was probably, you know, one of the most tongue-in-cheek songs of the record.
Right. Yeah.
But you know, I think there's something on the album for everybody.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I was kind of surprised with a couple of the songs on there, and I want to ask you about one of them. A Little Below the Angels. I just loved it, and I want to know what inspired you to write that one.
Well, probably, you know, it was based on, you know, on my recovery,
mm-hmm.
you know, from alcoholism, you know, which is something, you know, I'm still in tune with today. And I was lucky enough to get my daughter to talk on that and a bunch of young gals to sing on it.
Right.
You know, I actually rewrote that song 3 times until we got to the version that's on the CD. I mean, originally it had drums from the beginning and had more electric guitars, and at the last minute I rewrote the verses and changed the chords and decided to go mostly acoustic.
Yeah, well, it's a great song. I really related to it. Yeah, because I know that, you know, you fought with, you know, the demons of, you know, alcohol, drugs, and I have too. It took me a long time to get sober. Yeah. And what made you decide, okay, this is it, it's time to get clean?
It stopped being fun.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It stopped being fun, and, you know, I just felt, you know, I was probably going to die if I didn't, you know, change my ways. And, you know, since I've, you know, got clean, it's like I can't believe how productive I am and how much fun I'm having and enjoying life to the fullest, you know, without the help of, you know, chemicals and you know, it's everything people say it's going to be and more.
Oh, definitely. I know when I got clean, it was, you look at the world in a different way. So everything's so clear.
Yeah.
And you wonder how you ever did it on the on drugs.
It's funny. I look at that old lifestyle the same way I used to look at being sober back then. You know, I didn't think I could do anything without all that junk. And now when I think back of the way I used to be, it's like I look back then and I go, God, how did I ever get through the day?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, but,
and you're releasing Anomaly on the 3rd anniversary of your sobriety,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and that wasn't planned. It just worked out that way.
Oh, really?
We were originally going to release the album in July, and then it got pushed back to August, and then my distributor said, you know, we need more marketing time.
Right.
So it kind of fell on that date, you know. And, you know, sometimes, you know, there are no such things as coincidences.
No.
So,
no.
You know, but it wasn't anything we had planned.
Well, that turned out great, though.
Yeah.
Well, since you were all, you know, clear and you got this clarity, are you finding it, you know, easier to write songs?
Yeah. It's amazing. I always thought I needed some type of chemicals or alcohol to make me be more creative. But, you know, I find now I'll wake up in the morning and I just can't stop coming up with ideas.
Right.
It's a whole new ballgame. So.
Yeah, definitely it is. I noticed that, you know, my music, my playing got better when I got clean, and I thought I was good before.
Right.
You know. I've got a question from the chat room, and it's from Free the Souls. And Free the Souls says, what kind of artwork do you like? Because they're an artist, too, and want to know what your what song is your favorite song to listen to overall?
On the record or any song?
Any song.
Oh, I don't know. That's a tough question.
Yeah, it is.
I was brought up on, you know, Hendrix and Led Zeppelin and...
Oh, yeah.
The Who, the Beatles, the Stones, you know. I couldn't pick one song.
Yeah, it's hard to do that.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I'm at a loss for words.
They threw out a tough question on you. Well, let me ask you then, what is your favorite song off of Anomaly?
I'm really happy with all the way all the songs turned out. I guess the one that's more special than any other song on that record for me is probably Genghis Khan, because it just goes through so many little changes and nuances. You know, I mean, the guitar intro was something that happened towards the end. Some crazy, you know, at the very end of the song, an edit happened by accident that, you know, kept the guitar solo going through it while everything else pretty much stopped.
Yeah.
And that was all done by accident, and then we after listening back to it, we decided to keep it in, you know.
That's one of the good accidents.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only song on the record that has over 100 tracks.
Wow.
A lot of different samples, and it was just one of those songs that kept evolving and evolving and building on, you know, a lot of different acoustic guitar tracks. And I didn't end up using them in the final mixes, but, you know, they pointed me into a different direction.
Right.
Just by having them there. You know,
right.
Sometimes what you don't use makes the other thing shine.
Oh, yeah. And I definitely loved Genghis Khan. I loved the guitar, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
I was just closed my eyes and listened to it, and it was amazing.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I think that's that and A Little Below the Angels, I think, are my two favorites.
Oh, great.
You almost entirely produced this by yourself, didn't you?
Yeah.
Awesome. And you're going to release it on your record label, Bronx Born Records?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. What made you do that instead of going with, you know, like a big label?
I had a problem letting it go.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of the labels are having problems these days, you know, because of all the digital downloads, and a lot
mm-hmm.
of people aren't going into stores, and you know as well as I do, record stores are closing.
Yeah, that's sad too. Really
so,
sad.
You know, rather than, you know, sign with a big label and maybe get lost, you know, with a dozen other releases that month, I decided to, you know, start my own label and, you know, hire some of the best people around that, you know, after doing some checking, you know, to do the marketing and distribution, and you know, I'm real happy so far with where we're at this point.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm going to take a quick caller that wants to ask you a question.
Sure.
347, you're on the air with Ace.
Hey, Ace, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, it's great to talk to you. I'm looking forward to getting the new record in a few weeks.
Oh, thank you.
No, I want to ask you, back in the mid-90s, you were working on your solo record before you decided to go back with Kiss and do the reunion tour. Are any of those songs going to find a way into the new record, like Cherokee Boogie or Sister or Don't Want to Lose?
Sister's on the record. That's
yeah,
the best
Sister is on the
song.
Record.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
I said Sister's on the record. That's the only one.
Any plans for
that's
the other
song? That's the test of time.
Yeah. All right. I'll let you get back to the interview when I let other people get on. I won't tie up the line. It was just great talking to you, and keep it going, brother.
Hey, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you. Bye. All right. I want to talk about your cover of Sweet Fox on the Run. What made you decide to record that one?
You know, this gal I know who you know, she does my makeup in some photo sessions, and she's a friend of mine, Pam. She came up with the idea like last summer or fall, and I was struggling to figure out what song I wanted, because I wanted to do a cover song. You know, I was thinking about maybe doing another Stones cover like I did, you know, with Kiss in 2000 Man. But, you know, everybody I mentioned that song to said, yeah, man, we hear you singing that one.
Right.
So I did, you know, we actually recorded that after all the other songs were pretty much done. I did it out in L.A. with Marty Fredrickson, and he produced it. And, you know, I think it came out great. I'm real happy with the way it turned out.
Yeah, it sounds great. I want you to tell me a little about Return of the Space Bear.
Oh, that was, well, you know, I ended up, originally the song was going to be called Skells, which I had originally wrote for a friend of mine who did a pilot for a television show, a police show, and nobody picked up his pilot, so that didn't work out. And then I was struggling with full, because basically it was just a verse and a chorus, and I was struggling with trying to write all the lyrics for it, and it was such a strong instrumental track, we decided to just leave it instrumentally. And then we came up with the ideas to try doing, you know, some samples of Flying Saucers and all sorts of crazy shit. But I used some of that on Outer Space. You know, so then my assistant Frank came up with the idea of, you know, using some clips from the Tom Snyder interview, the Tomorrow Show.
Yeah.
That we did way back when.
Yeah.
It was one of the heaviest hit Kiss, you know, YouTube sites. So, I didn't pull anything off that show. We just, you know, redid them. And,
yeah.
Pretty funny. We're gonna.
Yeah, it was very funny.
The version with all the overdubs is going to be available exclusively on iTunes.
Right. And and I'm actually looking forward to actually getting it on vinyl.
We're printing up a bunch.
That's great. You don't see that very much anymore. Like you said, all the record stores are dying out, and you just don't see it. So I was glad that you're gonna actually, you know, press it on vinyl.
I have 6,000 albums.
Wow.
You know, I got an old Revox turntable, and I still love listening to vinyl.
Oh yeah, I've still got a lot of vinyl. I've still got my original First Kiss album on vinyl that actually you guys signed for me years ago.
That sounds quite like it.
Yeah. how old is your daughter now?
Oh, my daughter's getting up there.
Yeah.
She turned 28.
Wow. They grow up fast. Mine's going to be 20 this month.
Yeah,
and she wanted me to ask you a question. First, she wanted me to tell you about a little story of her when she was young. She grew up, of course, on your guys' music, and when she was just a little girl, 3, 4, 5 years old, she would tell me, "One day, Daddy, I'm going to marry Ace Frehley. You just watch." And she was actually over here yesterday talking to me about it, and she said, "You know, I think I could still marry him." she just loves you to pieces, and I can't believe she's going to be 20 this year. Wow, they grow up so fast.
They grow up real fast.
Yeah. So you said that your daughter works them on your album with you.
She's on a little below the Angels.
Yeah.
On this record, she sang on Dolls.
Yeah.
Frehley's Comet CD.
Yeah. I listened to that yesterday, reminisce about that. Did you ever do that, just listen back on that when she was young?
Yeah, once in a while. Lately I've just been so busy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But my daughter wanted me to ask you, her favorite song on your solo album from 78 was New York Groove, and she said that she read somewhere you were kind of reluctant to record it.
We kicked around that idea for actually this CD, but, you know, we decided against it because there was just so many songs I had recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually, you know, there's still a couple of songs that are in the can that we never use, which hopefully will get on the next CD, which hopefully won't be 20 years.
Yeah, definitely. Don't make us wait another 20 years.
Yeah.
All right, I got a caller here. I'm going to take them really quick.
Okay.
646, you're on the air.
Ace.
Yeah.
Hey, my man, it's so great to hear you thriving and wanting to be out there. I caught you a couple times on your last jaunt around the U.S. And I'm bummed out that audio video isn't going to make a record yet, but I can't tell you what an honor it is to talk to you. I've met you before at all kinds of weird gigs. I wanted to ask you a question if you got a sec.
Sure.
Well, I was really enjoying Outer Space, and I was curious. I know you've talked about being from Jendal, and you're pretty much saying it here that you're from outer space, but earlier you said that was tongue-in-cheek. What do you know that I don't know? What do we need to know about the government and UFOs?
Well, that's confidential. But, you know, I think most of us are from outer space. We just aren't aware of it.
I'm with you.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
But that's a whole nother show.
Yeah, he could probably do an hour just on that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you rock, man. I love you.
Okay, well, thanks for the question. You have a great day.
Thanks for calling in. You knew you were going to have to get one about Jendal, didn't you?
Yeah. Okay.
And I got someone in the chat room that just said, "You sound just a little tired, but they love your laugh." And that was from Tigress.
Yeah.
I've got a question from you, from the guys from the M&M Mars Company that do the Snickers bars and things like that. They told me they wanted me to ask you, do you like Snickers ice cream bars?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
It's made with whole milk chocolate, right?
Oh, that's right.
It sounds like it's good for you, you know.
Oh, yeah. So what's next for Ace? What's coming up after the release of the CD?
We're right now in the process of, you know, putting together some shows for the fall, and, you know, see what happens, you know. I think it's important that I get out there and do some shows to, you know, help promote the CD and, you know.
Oh, yeah,
maybe
definitely.
Something bigger and better will happen in 2010, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, you got to come to Kentucky.
Hopefully.
Yeah, because I can't travel anymore, so I can't, like I used to do to go see you guys.
Okay, well, you know, if we do Kentucky, you know, we got to get you backstage.
That would be awesome. All right. I think I've got a question that's going to be coming in from the chat room. Someone just asked me to ask you a question. It is, does he still enjoy live performing, not the grind of the tour, but the shows themselves?
Do I enjoy performing?
Yeah, he says, do you still enjoy live performing, not the grind of the tour, but the shows themselves?
I've always enjoyed performing. You know, there was never a time when I didn't. You know, sometimes, you know, road life can get tedious and make you crazy because you don't get enough sleep and you're in a different city every day. But I've always enjoyed performing, and that's the one thing that keeps me going.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that question was from Roy in the chat room.
It's very special, you know, that one, you know, the interaction with the audience and the energy, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You get that adrenaline rush when you get on the stage.
Yes.
And that's like a natural high.
Absolutely.
It looks like we got one more call in, and then I'll wrap it up with you because I know you're a busy man.
Okay.
All right, V Radio, are you on the you're on the air? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you guys hear?
Yeah.
Oh,
hello.
Excellent. It's actually it's great to be talking to you, Ace. You've always been one of my favorite guitar players. I just got into this show. Unfortunately, I just saw it. It's unfortunate that it's over, but I wanted to ask, are we going to be hearing any the old stuff from Freely's Comet, you know, in the old days?
Live?
Yeah.
Sure.
Excellent.
I mean, I did some of those.
I actually
I did some of those tunes on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
There was one song in particular called Shock Rock, which I actually thought was probably one of your best solo songs ever, and I never really heard much more of it. I was hoping you'd include it, high energy and but I don't know.
Well,
if
we'll
you
know,
I'm assuming you remember.
We're gonna start pre-production for some touring in a couple of weeks. So I'll throw it out to the guys, and you know, who knows? Maybe it'll be part of the repertoire on the next tour.
Yeah, that's quite literally like one of my favorite of your solo songs ever. So it would be awesome to see it again, and I'm looking forward to hearing your new album.
Well, hopefully you'll be pleasantly surprised. You know, I've been working on it a long time, and I'm really happy with it.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Keep rocking.
Bye-bye.
Right.
All right. I'm going to wrap this up. I want to say, you know, thanks so much, not only for being able to come in and promote your album, but for, you know, letting me interview, because that's like a big dream come true for me. So I really do appreciate you taking your time out.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
And can you do me one favor before you hang up?
Sure.
Can you say your name? Say, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to the Mad as a Hatter show on Blog Talk Radio.
Can you repeat? What's that? What is this?
You can just say, this is Ace, and you're listening to the Mad as a Hatter show on Blog Talk Radio.
The Mad as... Mad
as a Hatter.
Mad as a Hatter?
Uh-huh. Like Alice in Wonderland.
Right. Mad as a Hatter Park Show?
No, just Mad as a Hatter Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Mad as a Hatter Show.
Thank you so much. And one last thing here. I think my wife wants to say hello and thank you. Are you there, babe?
I'm here, babe. I just want to say, wow, thank you so much, Ace. This was awesome. I'm thrilled out of my mind that you showed up. We were speaking with Kim earlier. And, hey, this was great, and I really appreciate you, man. You rock, and everybody in the chat room over here is like, you know, they're all, you know, they're doing the dance of the happy. So thanks a lot, man.
Hey, I'm glad I could come on the show and spend a little time with you guys. You're quite welcome.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Good luck on your tour and definitely with the album, and, you know, keep in touch.
Okay, Valen, thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Ace.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was awesome. I want to thank you guys so much for hanging out in the chat room. and for hanging out with me, for calling in and speaking to Ace. And I want to thank Ace again for taking time out of his busy schedule and coming in to talk to me. So, again, I have a show later tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. You guys want to tune in for that one, and I hope to see y'all there. Later, everybody.